This podcast is produced by podcastandradio.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.
The brain.
Our guest on this segment is Michelle D. Miller. She's the founder and CEO of High Desert Discovery District, otherwise known as HD3. They are the first startup accelerator in New Mexico with the purpose of commercializing and bringing to market technologies created in New Mexico that will become high growth companies. HD3 is an ever-expanding network. They are some 400-plus global investors, management experts, business achievers, experienced entrepreneurs, technical experts, mentors, and advisors to the startups that HD3 is accelerating at any point in time. And every year, HD3 selectively adds about 23 new promising startups to their portfolio and then drives their growth alongside their innovator founder entrepreneur. Since founding, HD3 has been instrumental in raising more than $10 million in equity investments and operating capital for its startup companies. And of note, Michelle is also the acting CEO of one of HD3's portfolio startup companies, Innate Immunity LLC, and they are an agricultural biotech startup founded in 2016. Joining us on the line from HD3 headquarters in Santa Fe, New Mexico, is founder and CEO Michelle Miller. Michelle, good morning and thanks for joining us.
Hi, David. How are you?
Great to have you here. HD3 is a formidable force for incubation in New Mexico. And I understand that you're hosting your first Discovery Day in almost 2 years, coming up this May. For those listening in the long tail, we're May of 2018. So tell us about Discovery Day and what it means and how it works.
Well, Discovery is known throughout New Mexico as New Mexico's Shark Tank event. It's very much like the Shark Tank program you see on television, whereby the room is filled of HD3 investors and advisors and achievers who sit and listen to 10 or 12 presenters who are picked with the best and most promising concepts, startup ideas, actual startups, commercialization or discoveries that we hear and ponder, consider for our involvement in their journey. We have not held a Discovery Day in about 18 months because HD3 has a existing, very promising and mature portfolio that we are in a different phase now that we're almost 8 years old in actually driving their progress, less finding new opportunities and more focused on either exiting or growing those startups to some level of success. But nevertheless, we thought it was time to get back in the ecosystem, and we have very great friends up in the northern part of the state in the Four Corners region, and they asked us to consider hosting a Discovery Day up there, and we decided to go for it. And in this Discovery Day, as opposed to others, we're inviting the Four Corners, other states, to actually apply as well. So it won't be just New Mexico focused.
So interesting. And you mentioned there was a networking opportunity as well offline. You had mentioned that, which is critical to all of this, isn't it, for relationship building and networking, right?
It's really where it's all at. I mean, after the idea, of course. The networking and the relationships that one builds over time is really critical. So part of Discovery Day, the actual pitch event the night before, we host a networking supper and cocktail reception in the home of one of our investor friends. And it's a great time for the panelists and the presenters to engage with one another, and for the panelists to meet each other and the presenters to meet each other. It's sort of an ever-growing network, and it's a great event that is really actually quite critical to the follow-on success of any of these concepts.
Fabulous. 8 years for HD3. So let's talk about some of the startups that are in your portfolio and give us a sense of what the evolution looked like for some of maybe the best stories you can tell around that.
Well, someday I'll have to write a book.
Right. And by the way, we only have 15 minutes, right? Yeah, right. Okay.
Right. You know, when I founded HD3 in early 2011, the New Mexico landscape had tried numerous ventures, if you will, to stimulate the commercialization of the very dense and prolific innovation and discovery assets that do exist here in New Mexico, primarily through the national laboratories in Los Alamos and Sandia, but beyond that, also the universities and just the broader innovation economy. Mm-hmm. What had happened in the years before, there had been a lot of attempts through, well-meaning attempts through the development of incubators, economic development efforts, tech transfer efforts, you name it. And the concept of commercializing innovation was not foreign to New Mexico, but there really had not been a depth of success that you could attach to that those efforts. And mostly, in our view, it was because they had not brought in the critical link, which are the experienced business achievers who can mentor and guide scientists and innovators who are often not business people and are not business experienced often, to partner hand in hand with that innovator to genuinely put a track together that makes sense for that discovery or that innovation and grow it together, and then bring forward that business achiever or advisor's full network that's often global, that can raise capital, that can really strategically guide that particular project or that scientist toward a commercialization that actually can achieve success. A lot of people focus in this state on just startups and starting a startup. And what we really are focused on are finding ideas and opportunities that can grow a startup to success. And that's why actually we've become a little bit pickier and more selective and host less discovery days than we used to. So we're focused on the ones we have, and we're looking for selective, fabulous opportunities that we can wrap around and help grow. Some of the startups that are more mature in our portfolio right now, one of them is called Heavy Oil Solutions. It was actually among the first of our startups. It was founded by Dr. Steve Yarbrough, who is a chemical engineer, still working at Los Alamos, by the way. And he discovered an upgrading solution for heavy oil assets. Primarily, those are found in Alberta, in the oil sands. But they're very dense, and his process simplifies that and reduces the viscosity and is able to put it into the existing transportation networks for oil and allows the margins to reflect that. We're very, very proud of that company.
Nice.
It's also headed up by the CEO, Chris Traylor, who many people know in New Mexico, former venture capitalist with Flywheel Ventures. Mm-hmm. And he was just recently named the formal CEO of Heavy Oil Solutions. So they're doing a great job. They're partnering with really one of the largest producers in Alberta. And great things are happening for them. But that's just an example of how long these things take. We first held our first discovery day, I think, in early 2011, May of 2011. And I think Steve presented at that very first discovery day. And he's still at it, making significant progress. But it just takes a long time.
Yes, there's the stick-to-itness.
Things a reality.
Yeah. Give us a sense of what growth looks like for some of the companies in your portfolio, if you could, Michelle. Is it about scale, or is it about transfers of assets in terms of IP, or what does growth tend to look like for the companies that you have helped to start and incubate?
Well, HD3 looks for, it's very cliche, but it is true. We look for highly disruptive opportunities that, if given access to capital, significant capital, access to the strategic networks and the pain points that that particular discovery is aiming to solve. Mm-hmm. If given access to tremendous, successful, and wise advisors and mentors, they can have the chance to grow into whatever journey is success for them. Sometimes that is achieving tremendous revenues. whereby a company can go from a startup to a young company to a mid-sized company and be a great employer. Sometimes it is a straight-up commercialization of a technology that is proven out in the field through concept, proof of concept, pilot, whatnot, that demonstrates to the industry players that this particular solution is what they've been looking for and they need. And sometimes that path will be a license to the industry or to a particular player in the industry that produces a royalty to the founders or to that team. Mm-hmm. HD3 was founded to try to create startups that would become employers that would remain in New Mexico. And that is an important mission that we still believe in. But ultimately, you have to follow the natural path for each startup and whatever course is going to take for them. You can't force a startup into a certain box. You have to let that startup grow as they should. And that's just a fact. So we try to enable that success, whatever that looks like for each one.
I wanted to ask you, Michelle, about sectors and about other technologies that span the spectrum of brick and mortar to online. What does that look like historically and then in terms of prospectively looking forward into our next Discovery Day and any companies you may add?
New Mexico, of course, is strong in some sectors, given its DOE roots, energy, of course, IT, material sciences. It's an emerging biotech center, and there's a lot of biotechnology going on. HD3 has a couple of biotech companies in our portfolio. Agriculture is also a formidable sector for the state and one that we have wrapped ourselves around. And more, I think you're seeing a great deal of consumer product development, food product development, of course, social apps and different kind of apps, anything related to the internet economy, you see remnants of. We have held Discovery Days that are niche focused in the past, maybe oil and gas oriented or agriculture and food. This particular Discovery Day will be open to any sector or any kind of innovation. It's just a general Discovery Day. And that works well, too.
Very cool. Yeah.
But New Mexico for sure has, you know, various strong suits in its sector development.
Sure. And I'm guessing that your network has come accustomed to understanding sort of what I would call the composition of your portfolio, you know, historically, and then, you know, there's a go forward as well. So I'm sure there's an interactivity between the network that you tap for capital and the nature or color of the companies that you're incubating. So that's an interactive thing, isn't it?
It is. I have a bit of a pet peeve on the over sort of emphasis on money, and that may seem counterintuitive, but, you know, we've never had trouble raising capital for great concept and fully formed teams and a marketable idea that really is solving something that is a real problem out there in the industry or the market. You know, we tend to focus heavily on the lack of capital. But as I said, we've never had trouble finding capital for great ideas and full teams.
Regardless of...
So it is selection of who you pick and how they get financed.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. That's great. We're visiting with Michelle Miller. She's the CEO of HD3. The website, www.hdd.org. HDD.org. Let's cover the current landscape in New Mexico. We've done some of this already. Is there anything more that we should add about the ecosystem in New Mexico and the startup landscape, Michelle?
I think there's a lot of activity going on. There's a lot of what I think is new is that the universities are all trying to get into the game of commercializing their own IP and their own innovation. They're trying to educate and train their students and faculty to become entrepreneurs. You can debate whether people can be trained or they are born entrepreneurs. I think it's a combination of both.
the high risk element for taking a startup from initial concept all the way through to whatever conclusion is a lengthy one. It is a high risk one, and not everybody is suited to do that.
Yeah.
And so I think we're in an exciting period in New Mexico where there's a lot of energy and a lot of focus on the concept of starting a startup. It's very sexy to talk about that now. The reality of it is a little bit different, as you might suspect. But again, if you have a great team around you, you have breadth of advisors and supporters around you, you can get through those down periods. The company that I mentioned earlier, Heavy Oil, you know, they have had track changes. We've moved from one emphasis to another regionally. We've been partnering with different people over the years that that company has existed. And the diligence to continue to find the right puzzle pieces that go together is an ongoing effort for a startup. And not everybody is able to do that. Not everybody has a family and a spouse, perhaps, that wants to go down that journey either.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a complicated thing, but HG3's whole philosophy is that if you have the team, the supporters, the capital, the access to the industry, you can do better than if you don't. And that's what HG3 is all about.
And finally, as we wind up our time together, Michelle, I did want to ask you about the application process for those listening who may be interested in tapping the resources at HG3. What does that look like?
So people can go to the HG3 website and find the information to apply. Our deadline for this forthcoming Discovery Day, which will be held in Farmington, New Mexico, but any innovator, entrepreneur, scientist, engineer in New Mexico, throughout New Mexico, or in a Four Corners state can also apply. And that will be March 30th. And the directions on how you apply, what you need to include, is on our website. You can also contact me directly at Michelle, H as in Harry, at H as in Harry, triple D as in dog, .org, and ask me any questions as well.
Excellent. Very good. Michelle Miller, the founder and CEO of the High Desert Discovery District, otherwise known as HD3, based in New Mexico. And we're looking forward to the Discovery Day, the first in 18 months, coming up soon in May of this year. Michelle, thanks so much for sharing everything there is to know about HD3, and we look forward to continuing.
Thank you so much, David.
Small Biz America.